she had, and today there's still some of those things existing. But sometimes it feels like it's that deep on the bed, but it felt pretty good.
Did the churches back then sponsor activities? You said the women around the churches got together. Did the churches have certain things that they did with kids or with the adults?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you some things about Daddy's ministry. And because a lot of our activities revolved around the church. When he came here, he came to the down, and it was located on the site where is today. And it was just a little shotgun type frame wood building. And Dad could see that that church had very little future, because the upper gentry, you might say, or without being, without bringing class into it much, these were mill people for the most part down there. And the people that, the substantial citizens, lived up on this end of town, up on the north side of town. So there were two reasons that they wouldn't ever affiliate with that church. One was just the plain reason of having to walk a mile or two from the north side of Roswell down to that area, especially in bad weather, to go to church. So Dad began to push a program, and he had to do it very diplomatically to move the church to a more central location. He was able to get that done. And I don't know exactly when that building was finished, but it's on the side of the First Baptist Church now, and the cornerstone says 1927. I think that's when they finally completed the church. I think that they got a basement done and moved up there. Part of them did before then, but I don't know that for certain. But anyway, in 1927, they had the first phase of that building, and it happened like Dad thought. The bankers and the more substantial people came there, and there was enough money to begin to do something. But you ask about the organizational work, and that's what brought all this on. To pay for that building, pay for that church, the women helped. And they had a supper once a week, and the whole community would come. Now, that supper would cost a quarter. For that, you'd get fish, coleslaw, a whole plate, or maybe it'd be oysters, or maybe it'd be somehow at a quarter of a plate, they made enough money to contribute. And as long as that church was in debt, they did it. And it was good eating. And the banker was always the first one in line. Whenever they opened the door, Dad got the church paid for in 1935. He resigned the same year. And that was the year my baby sister was born. That was a overtrick. They didn't really expect. Mother was 44 years old. And she lives in Vidalia today. And she's had a very successful life. But when he left, then it went through two or three other pastors. And at the end of World War II, we finally wound up with a man named Brantley